We now present The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters, the story of Gary Bennett, playwright who suddenly and unexpectedly finds himself the guardian of lovely Evelyn Winters. Ladies, make this the day you discover the amazing new way to get clothes dazzling white without the drudgery of old-fashioned methods. Yes, today discover Blue White. This revolutionary new product is a combination of special bluing and pure mild soap flakes. Thus, Blue White does what old-fashioned bluing can never do, what soap alone cannot do, blues and washes at the same time. Blue White works wonderfully with your regular soap into full, rich suds. See the beautiful blue water heaped with cleansing white suds. Make clothes dazzling white, sparkling bright, without that extra bluing rinse. And Blue White never overblues, never streaks. It's kind to hands. And it's marvelous for the dainty things you do in your washbowl. Handkerchiefs, blouses, lingerie, stockings. 9 out of 10 women who've discovered Blue White prefer it to anything else. So avoid substitutes. Insist on genuine Blue White. B-L-U-W-H-I-T-E. And tell your friends about Blue White. You'll all say it's wonderful. Now, The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. The story in which Evelyn is secretly in love with her guardian, Gary Bennett. And Gary finds himself in love with Evelyn, but believes he's too old for her. Do you think 15 years too great a difference for marriage? This evening, Evelyn is having dinner at New York's popular Candlelight Inn with her young attorney, Jonathan Colby, who fingers an empty cigarette pack.
Jonathan, I think Fifi, the little cigarette girl, is headed over this way.
Oh? You know, Fifi seems to be a great favorite with all you people, Evelyn.
She is. We've known her for over a year now. Charlie Gleason sort of helped her to get the job here, although he swears he had nothing to do with it. Fifi worships Charlie. She breaks into Northern Lights when she sees him.
Did you say breaks into Northern Lights?
Not fooling, Jonathan. He squirms and fidgets and secretly eats it up. Jonathan, you've let me do all the talking.
You've done all right.
You've been very quiet.
Well, I've been saving my strength. I have an announcement to make.
What sort of an announcement?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Cigarette.
Fifi.
Hello, Fifi.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Winters?
Will you sell Mr. Colby some cigarettes?
Oh, I don't know why not.
Thanks, Fifi.
Yes, sir, Mr. Colby. Thank you.
Fifi, has Charlie been in lately?
Charlie?
Yes, Fifi. Charlie Gleason.
Charlie Gleason? Well, he was in for lunch today, Miss Winters. And your friend, Miss Ginny Roberts, was with him again.
My gosh, Evelyn, does Ginny go with Charlie?
3 times he had her in here for lunch. 3 times.
That doesn't mean they go together.
It don't, Miss Winters.
Charlie acts as consoler and advisor to all of us.
And you don't really like her?
Well, of course he likes her, Fifi, but as a friend. And all of us adore Charlie.
Oh, gee, ain't it the truth?
Fishy, are you the worrying type?
Me? I wasn't worried, Mr. Colby. It ain't any of my business to worry about her. I was just wondering when I seen them together 3 times. 3 times it was. And it isn't any more than being friends, you think, Miss Winters?
Oh, I'm very sure of it, Fifi.
Why, it's possible to go around with someone even for 3 times, Fifi, and just be friends. Doesn't have to be any more than that.
Do you know what I think is the worst sickness there is?
Oh, what, Fifi?
Being jealous. Oh, hello, Mr. Murgatroyd. Oh, gee, I thought he was waving at me. He wants a cigar. I'll go into my routine. I'll be seeing you.
Okay, Fifi.
So long.
Pip, folks. Cigar.
Oh, poor little Fifi. Jonathan, you said you have an announcement.
Yes, yes, and to me it's an important one. I'm going away.
Jonathan.
Evelyn, I like you for looking so concerned.
Where are you going?
Well, the firm is opening an office in Hollywood. I'm going to be out there for about 3 months.
Well, that speaks very well for your standing with the firm. Congratulations.
Thanks, Evelyn. Well, Mr. Montrose will look after your affairs while I'm gone. And for the rest of the year, because of that cash settlement your aunt received for the estate, you'll have to keep those pretty eyes of yours on expenses.
Well, Jonathan, I'm going to miss you. You've been such a help to me in such a friendly way.
Well, I haven't flashed your theater friends have, but maybe knowing a plain, everyday, 9-to-5 guy has kind of rounded out your collection of characters that you know.
Well, I don't know you very well, Jonathan. I admire you. You inspire confidence in people. I feel that if I needed someone, I could turn to you and you'd be right there.
I sure would. But I'm not going to worry about you. You have a handsome and exceedingly capable and very devoted guardian to look out for you.
Yes, I have Gary. I found out how completely I can depend on him. We've been through a lot of storm together, and I've been very unfair to Gary at times, but he hasn't held it against me.
Evelyn, you know that Gary's in love with you, don't you?
Jonathan, he is in a way, but he doesn't want to be, because I'm so much younger than he is. Gary's in New Haven now.
Trying to get into Yale?
No. He's working on a musical comedy. The producer is an old friend of his.
Oh. Like to dance?
Mm-hmm, I'd love to.
Come on.
Is this the desk? Will you tell me what time it is my watch has stopped? 12:45. Holy smoke. What? I'll pick up any messages at the desk. I'm going out. Thanks. Hello, Kristen Dalby.
Hello, Mr. Gary Bennett.
May I join you for the cup of coffee we're to have together?
Please, sit down.
Two coffees?
Yes, sir. Two coffees.
I'm late, Kristen. I don't like being late. I'm sorry.
I was late, too. I walk around the block 3 times before I find the courage to come in here to meet you, as I said I would.
Did it take so much courage to come in here to meet me?
It was like this. All day I think about you. How last night you asked me if I know where there is coffee served at night. And then you are kind and we drink our coffee together and we talk. And you say you will read some of what I have written to see if it is good. But I say, Kristen, this must be a dream that has happened. To meet someone who is a successful writer and who will bother over what I have done. Almost I cannot believe it now if I do not see you sitting here before me.
I told you that's how all of us get our breaks. Someone else helping us out. I can't promise anything, but I'll read them, Kristen. And whatever help I can give you, I'll be more than glad to.
It may be they are not good.
I doubt that.
Why so do you doubt it?
Why so do I doubt it? Well, listening to you last evening and the belief you have in yourself, well, it made a deep impression on me. You weren't endowed with that faith for nothing. You have a quality, Kristen. Well, it's almost spiritual.
That means like church?
Yes, like church.
I have this, you say?
And I said last night that your name, as you say it, reminds me of rich, red earth. You do, too. I can see you digging your bare toes into the earth.
But this, it has to do with my writing.
If all your faith and all that you are comes out in your writing, Kristen, I think it should be very good writing. And I'll be proud to have a part in having discovered you.
I would like that you are proud of me, Mr. Gary Bennett.
Even a slight show of promise will make me happy. Now, how about letting me have that envelope you're hiding over on your side of the booth?
Oh, you will read them while I sit here and watch.
No, and it may take several days before I do get to read them.
Oh, you are busy, I know.
I'm writing from 7 a.m. till midnight, Kristen. I'd rather take time with these. Maybe I won't read them until I get back to New York.
Oh, how soon is it you will go?
Anxious to get rid of me.
Oh, no. No, that you must not think. It is not that I want to you to read them soon. Oh, that I do, yes. But I do not have many I know here.
Tell me about your life here in New Haven. You said you stay with your brother?
He is a teacher in school. Manual training, he calls it.
And he's married, has a family.
And I come from the farm in Minnesota after Papa and Mama died. And I help in my brother's home. They're good to me.
Are they?
Why do you say that so?
Because of the question in your eyes and voice as you told me.
They are good, kind people. It is only that I do not feel I am where I belong.
Kristen, if you're one of those souls born to create, you'll find happiness and yourself in the work for which you may be gifted. How old are you?
I'm 34.
You are.
You are surprised.
Mm-hmm, in some way.
And you? How many years are you?
Just a few years older.
Tell me, this musical, the work you do, how is it that it goes?
My new scene goes into rehearsal tomorrow.
Oh, that will be exciting for you.
You make it sound very exciting. Kristen, would you like to see a rehearsal?
They would let me in.
Sure, we'll let you in. You come around to the stage door and ask for me anytime during the afternoon.
I will be there, if it is that I can get away.
I'll understand if you don't get there. At any rate, I'll see you again. Maybe here before I leave. Is your address on the envelope?
Oh, I'll write it for you.
Oh,
I have pencil, thank you. So, I hope you will not be disappointed in my work. But even so, I must say thank you for your goodness to me, Mr. Gary Bennett.
Kristen, you don't need to call me Mr. Gary Bennett. My name is Gary. Oh,
we Norwegians, we do not come easy in calling first names. That is for your dear friends to call you. If it is that I am to know you better, then perhaps I will see.
There is warmth and no affectation in Kristen Dalby's smile. A growing friendship between her and Gary. How would it affect his young ward, Evelyn Winters? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Ladies, for dazzling whitewashes with less work, put aside old-fashioned ways. Discover Blue White. This revolutionary new product is a combination of special bluing and pure, mild soap flakes. Thus, Blue White does more than old-fashioned bluing, more than soap alone can do. Blues and washes at the same time. These amazing blue flakes work wonderfully with your regular soap into full, rich suds. See that beautiful blue water heaped with cleansing white suds. Clothes come out dazzling white, sparkling bright. There's no extra bluing rinse, no streaks. Blue White never over-blues. It's wonderful, too, for personal laundry, fine handkerchiefs, blouses, slips. Avoid substitutes. Insist on genuine B-L-U-W-H-I-T-E. Blue White. Ladies, the fat shortage is acute, and fats are needed to make the things you want. Things like soap, rubber, plastics. So save every drop of used fats. Keep on saving, and turn it in at your dealer's. Remember, he'll pay you high prices for it. Be sure to listen tomorrow to the next chapter of The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters.